Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, about 10 lines up from the bottom, as we continue with the discussion. How did we get into what we're talking about right now? If you remember, the Mishnah had discussed various halachas of Chalukah, including the last line of the Mishnah spoke about Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh, even though the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, even though they both want to, one is not allowed to split them up. Lo Yachloku, Rashi had said on the Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, if you remember, Chaf Dalet Svarim. There was a Tanakh with all 24 books, Vayiragilim, Lakosfan, Begilion, Kesefer Torah, Shalanu. They were written as scrolls, like our Sefer Torah, and therefore it would be a genai to cut them. So that gives us an opportunity. The Gemara takes the opportunity to discuss various halachas of Tanakh. At the end of today's shiur, going on to tomorrow's daf, will be the source in Shas for who wrote all the different books of Tanakh and what the order of the Svarim of Tanakh are. We'll see it's a little bit different than the order that we have. When did Eov live is tomorrow's daf. About 15 different opinions exactly when Eov lived. So there's a lot in these dafim here in the last couple of dafim of the first parak of Maseches Baba Basra. Okay, so let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Madbik Adam Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim Ke'echad. Dev Rabbi Meir, three different shittas in the Tanoim. Rabbi Meir says that one is allowed to make a scroll of Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim altogether in one scroll. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that it's not a genai for the Torah to have Nevi'im Uksuvim attached to it. That doesn't mean that you're allowed to use this for Kriyas HaTorah, but you're allowed to write it, you're allowed to be Madvik. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tez Zayin, the Rambam tells us that even though this is allowed, kol kisvei hakodesh ein kosvin olsam ela besirtut. Afilu kosvin, you need sirtut. Sirtut, the scratching marks on the lines of the cloth in order to keep the writing straight. Afilu kosvin ala niyar umutur lichtov shalosh tevas below sirtut. Okay, krach zeh sheyesh bo sefer Torah neviim uksuvim. Ein kedushaso kikdusha sefer Torah. If I have Torah neviim uksuvim all written in one scroll, it loses, as the Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Megillah, El kechumish benachumshin, din ha-yeser kedin ha-chaser. Yeser kenotul dama. Yes, we know if more is less. Kala mosiv goreya, so to speak. If I have a Sefer Torah, then it has Kedusha Sefer Torah. If I write it with Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim on it, so then it does not have the status of a Sefer Torah. The Or Sameach here says maybe it's based on a Tosefta or a Yerushalmi, but that is the Rabbi Meir Shita, that you're allowed to put them together, but it does not it loses its status as Kedusha Sefer Torah. It has less Kedusha. That is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Torah bifnei atzma, Nevi'im bifnei atzma, Uksuvim bifnei atzma. No, you have to write them separately. You cannot put them together. Each one deserves its own. Tosfos says in Madbik, Afa pi shi'i efshar shalo yitain. First, this is on the first line, but we'll get to the second part of Tosfos. Tosfos, Afa pi shi'i efshar shalo yitain Nevi'im uksuvim agabe Torah. If you have it in one scroll, so sometimes the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are going to be on top of the Torah. So isn't that a problem? As it says in Megillah, Tosfos says, Hani mili b'shtei krichos. If you have two different scrolls, two different books, then the Nevi'im can't be on top of the Torah. But here, it's all one book. Avakshem medubakin yachad eino gnai. It's just rolled up. It's one scroll. That's not called, that's like the right hand on top of the left hand. It's not called two different ones, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, each one separately. Why? Next Tosfos. Lo mipnei she'asar lahaniach zeh al zeh. As we just explained, it's not because one is usher to put on top of another one, because they're all considered one. But why is it? Says Tosfos in the two lines later, Elahainu taima shelo yera'e hakol kimo Torah o hakol neviim. You don't want people to look view it as if it's one qualitative item. People might think it's all Torah on neviim, and it's a genai for people not to know exactly what it is. People should know exactly what it is. Kihechi damri chachamim basarachi. Just like the third opinion. Now let's go back to the Gemara for a minute. V'chachamim omrim kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo. Not only does Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim all have to be separate, but each of the Nevi'im should be written separately. Say the chachamim. Back to Tosfos. Just like the chachamim say, t'bo kol navi navi b'fnei atzmo. Why? Al karchak taima shelo yehe nira hakol kimo navi echad. We don't want even people to think that it's one Navi. So the Nevi'im should be written separately. Yoshua and Shoftim and Shmuel, they should all be written separately according to the Chachamim so that it doesn't appear like it's all one Navi. So too the Shem Shita of the Rebbe Yehuda. We don't want people to think it's all Torah or all Nevi'im or all Ksuvim. Obviously, even according to the Chachamim, one could write the entire Torah in one scroll. Right, that's different than different books of the Nevi'im and different books of the Ksuvim. The Shulchan Aruch says that's exactly how we write Sifrei Torah. We don't write Sifrei Torah separately as Bereishis or Shmos. The Shulchan Aruch says it's Reish Pei Gimel in Yaradeya. Who do we pasken like in this three-way machlokas? Mutter Ladavik Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim Bikrach Echad. A lot of put them together, like Rabbi Meir. Umaniach bein kol chumash v'chumash arba shitin. We'll get back to that, the different space in between. V'ein kedushasam kedushas ever Torah, ela kechumash ba'alma. And like the Rambam says, that the kedusha is not like a Torah. V'kol zeh b'chumashim ha'asuyim b'gilyon kesefer Torah. Aval b'shalanu sheim nechrachim ein chilek bein chumash l'neviyim. Umutr lichtov kol ha'Torah chumash b'fnei atzmo. V'ein b'em kedusha sefer Torah shalim. You're allowed to write each sefer of Chumash separately. Bracious, Shmos, Vayikra. It does not have the status of a Sefer Torah. V'yesh mi she'omer she'im k'sefer Torah l'chol devrayhem. Ela she'in karam b'hem etzibur. Some say it does have Kedusha Sefer Torah if you just write one of the five books of the Torah. But you're not allowed to read it b'tzibur as based on the discussions in Misachas Megillah. That's the Rashba in a tshuva. As long as you write it in a scroll like we read it. But obviously, the five books of the Torah written together is how we do it, and not as the when the Chacham say Kol Echad B'fnei Atzmo, they are including Nevi'im and Ksuvim and not others. We've mentioned in the past the beautiful thought Rav Shechter has in Bikvei Atzon relating to the status of Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and where did each of them get their own source from. So Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin. The Gemara says there, Ksov Zos Ikaron Basefer, based on that pasuk. So the Gemara Darshan, Zos is, that's what's the context there, if you remember, the different times that it talks about Amalek in Tanakh, talks about Amalek twice in the Torah, Parsha B'Shalach, Parsha Kiseitze, talks about Amalek in Sefer Shmuel, and then Megillah Esther is all about Amalek. Haman Agagis, that's the source for Esther Minatora Minayin. What's the source for Esther trying to get into Tanakh? So we have that as the source. Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Nevi'im, and Sefer is Megillah. And Rav Shechter explains there in Simon Samach Gimel, it is not a coincidence that these are the words that specifically are the source. Zos, why is Zos an apropos makar for Torah? Because Zos is Zeh, this week's Parsha. Zeh always means clarity, ability to point. That's it. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, look at the moon. He points to it, Kaviyachol, and says, this is exactly what it must look like in order to sanctify the moon. B'neinu Zeh, by the parents at the point of the Ben Sorah Amorah. By the menorah, it says Zeh. Whenever it says Zeh, that's a lashon of clarity, and that's Torah, because Torah is clarity. That's Torah's Moshe. As the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Matos, Zeh Hadavar. Zeh Hadavar, Moshe Rabbeinu, was misnabe with Zeh, even though other Nevi'im were Koamar Hashem. Moshe says Zeh, because that is a clarity. And that's Zos. Zeh and Zos, same idea. That's why that's the Torah. Zikaron, explanation given. Zikaron, often in the Torah, Zachor means Lahazkir. Not just to remember, but to mention. Zacharis Yom HaShavas Lekadsho means Lahazkir, to make Kiddush. Zacharis Asher HaSalach HaAmalek means we have to mention it. We can't just think it. We have to say Pasha Zachar. So Zachar is Lahazkir. So that's here too. Nevi'im, Hashem gives a message to the Navi in order to mention it, to say it to the Am Yisrael. And that's where the Lashon of Navi comes from. Navi is from the word Niv Svatayim, the lips, the movement of the lips, the utterance of the lips. Right? And that's why Zikaron is Nevi'im. And Sefer is what's left. It's Masha Kasuf HaSefer, what's given to the person, sometimes a Navi, sometimes not, to write down, but the Iker of it is to write down and not to express it in words, in speech, and that's why it is called Ksuvim, and not Nevi'im. Okay, that's Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. There's more there, but that's a crucial point to be aware of. Let's continue. So we have this Machlokas Tanoim, Vayter, V'yamar of Yehuda, shel ben zunin. He had eight Nevi'im, attach as one, Alpi, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, based on Reb Elazar ben Azariah, right, the right, meaning not possibly like the Chachamim, you could have all the Nevi'im put together, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Amar Rebbe, Maisa Vehevi Ulafaneinu Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim Medubakim Ke'echad, right, all three together, like Rabbi Meir, Vehechsharnim, and we were Machshir them. We are machshir them. So that's what the Achronim point out, like that, based on that Rambam. It doesn't say we matired them. Matir would be like matir to do something with them. Meaning matir to use it b'tzibur. So nobody would say that. Even Rabbi Meir wouldn't allow you to read it b'tzibur, but machshir that you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to do this, and that's the language of a hechsharnim. Bein chumish lechumish al Torah, arba shitin. When a sofer is writing a Torah between each of the books of the Torah, one requires four blank lines. V'chein bein kol navi v'navi, also between Nevi'im. If one writes Nevi'im together like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Rambam has a girsa of three lines, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Three lines between Navi and Navi, even though our Gemara says four. Ube Navi shall shneimasar gimel shitin, but each of the treyasar, that's smaller Nevi'im quantity, so that only needs three shita, because as we'll see, treyasar is considered one book. Umisayim ilamata umaschim ilamala. If one of the svarim that you are writing finished on the bottom of a column, so then on the top of the next column, you don't have to skip any lines. You just start right away on top. Right, that's you don't need to skip. Rashi says, "Ein sarich im nizdamin lo siyam asefer milamata besof adaf maschil sifra wa'acher berosh adaf." Right, you can start the next one. Venus ar laniach reva chalak b'neim. You don't have to leave any space. All of these halachas, the Rambam says about the space and about where you start with on top, is all mitzvah min hamuvchar. Says the Rambam, Perek Zayin halacha tes. Kol hadvarim ha'elu. All of these things. He talks about osios gedolos. Don't write some osios gedolos, some osios ketanos. Many, we're not going to go through all these halachas of Ksiva Sefer Torah, but many of them, the Rambam says, Kol hadvarim ha'elu lo nemru elo lemitzvah min ha'muvchar. Ve'im shina b'tikun zeh. O shelo diktek b'tagin. You didn't more medaktek with the crowns. V'kaz hava osios kulan ketiknon. But every letter is perfect. O shekar v'zashitin. You didn't leave the space that you're supposed to leave. O herchikon. Too much. O he'arich bahen. O katzron. Ho'o v'lo hidvik oslaos. As long as the letters aren't touching each other. V'lo chiser. You're not missing any letters. V'lo hosir. You don't have extra any letters. V'lo hifsit suras osachas. V'lo shina b'psuchos v'estumos. Harehin sefer kasher. So the Rambam says the letters got to be perfect, and you can't stumos and suchos. So that's ma'akev. But all other halachos, that's just lechadchila mitzvah and amufchar. And then the Rambam adds the yesh dvarim acherim shelo amros on b'talmud. There are a number of customs that sofrim do that are not in shas anywhere. V'nagu b'hen ha'sofrim v'kabbalah hi biyadam ish mipiyish. Goes back generations. The who, how many shitin, how many lines in every column? No less than 48 and no more than 60. She revach she mikol parsha parsha, not at least nine letters between each parsha. The Rashi Ashita and Lamala Mishiva Sayam, what's on top? It goes through all of the many of the minhagim. The kol adrama elu l'mitzvah mufchar v'mshina lo pasal v'chulu, and he continues. It talks about some things that are ma'akev. Im kasav ha'mole chaser. If something's supposed to be mole, he wrote it chaser. Chaser mole. The chulu, he continues. So, those are puzzle, because that is like missing or writing a letter. Okay. So let's get back to our discussion. But one of the, lechadchilas are the space. Too much space, too little space. That's all not ma'akev. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara, second to last line. I wrote to Ladabi Torah Vim Ksuvim Ke'echad Medabik. So anyone wants to put them all together, one can, like Rabbi Meir Shita. The Ose Berosho, and you one should make on top, Kedei Logul Amud, Ubisofo Kedei Logul Hekef. At the beginning and at the end of the scroll, you have to leave space also. Beginning of the scroll, Kedei Logul Amud, enough to wrap around the pole, around the Eitz Chaim, as we call it, Ubisofo Kedei Logul Hekef, and at the end a little bit more, to wrap around the whole circumference of the pole. Umisayim Ilamato Umaschim Ilamala, and as we said, one can end on the bottom of a column and start right at the top of the next column. Why? Vim Balachto Chotech, and if you want to cut, you cut. Says the Gemara, my kamar, what did that last line mean? If you want to cut, what are you cutting? Tachi kamar, says the Gemara, no, switch the vav for a shin. She'im balachto chotech. That if you want, if it comes out, meaning you, if you finish off the sefer on the bottom of a column, let's say it would get cut. So then at the top of the next column would be starting off three lines down because of the space, would be Zion. So that's why if you finish on the bottom of a column, then you start right on the top of the next column, because just in case, at some point, if it gets cut, you will be starting on top, and it won't be, as Rashi says, Mishune Mechavero Alchinam. It won't be any different than any other book which starts immediately on top. Period. Says the Gemara of Raminhi, Tchila Sefer Vesova Kate Lagul. We have a brisa that says the beginning and the end space are enough to roll, dot, dot, dot. Doesn't say how much to roll, like a little bit or more, like the Lagul Amud or Kade Lagul Hekif. But either way, it's the same. That's the question. So Kade Lagul Mai, what does that brisa mean? Ikade Lagul Amud Kasha Hekif. Ikade Lagul Hekif Kasha Amud. The brisa that we said earlier on the bottom says there's a difference between the beginning and the end. So whatever this brisa means, it's different than what we said earlier. So Gemara says two answers. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Litzadik Tani. Either it means it's two separate statements. Right? It's two separate statements. Litzadik Tani. You should understand it as meaning two different measurements for the beginning and for the end. Or Rav Ashi Amar Kitan Yahib Sefer Torah. Maybe a Sefer Torah, which is different than the other Nevi'im. Why a Sefer Torah? As we know, we have two Atzei Chaim, one at the beginning, one at the end, unlike Sifrei Nevi'im, which are written with one, just at the beginning. Kidatanya, Kol Asfarim Niglalim B'Tchilasan L'Sofan, all Sifrei Tanakh are rolled from the beginning L'Sofan, meaning it's all one scroll, eights, the Sefer Torah, Niglal Em Se'yuso, but a Torah is written in the middle, as we know, Sefer Torah has two different Atzei Chaim, and it's rolled on either side. Va'osa lo Amud, Eilech Ve'Eilech, and we have an Amud on each one. Why is that? Says the Rimi Gash. Says Rimi Gash. Imagine if you're in Parshas Vo'eschanan, and you have to roll it back to the beginning of Reishis. Right? You don't, Eilech Atercha Ditzibura, Gadol Mizeh. Be impossible. Right? If you have one, when you have to put the Torah away after Parshas Hazinu. And you only have the Eitz Chaim and Brachos. Says the Rimi Gash, that is why the Mesorah became as it is. V'hai Dektani Sefer Torah le'emsa iso, lav emsa iso mamishu. It doesn't mean mamish to the middle. Right? Did we get to that word yet? It doesn't mean, yeah, let mitchad le'sofan, le'emsa, it doesn't mean the middle. You have to leave it in the middle always. Ela makom shepasak, bein mitchila, bein basof, bein be'emso. V'hai Dektani le'emsa iso, le'mute tchila basof. It just means not to the extremes. Why? V'tai mataha milsa. Lefishen golem sefer Torah b'tzibur mishum kavadat tzibur. You don't roll. Vim hu golo letchilaso nimsa k'shakori bo b'tzibur tzarach legolo ad sheyagin l'makam shepasak ukshemash l'mtzarach legolo makam shepasak atchilas sefer. It'll be crazy, right? To have to roll, you know, every single week so much, and that is why. That is what we have the two Atzei Chaim on the Sefer Torah. Whether it's a Sephardi Sefer Torah or Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, same thing, right? So there are reasons historically why it came to be that the Sephardi Sefer Torah is standing up and the Ashkenazi Sefer Torah are the different type of Sefer Torah. Some historians say it has to do with the various countries that the Jews have lived in over the past 1,000 years, right? Certain countries where we had it's harder to hide a Sephardi Sefer Torah which stands up. It has to be stood up. An Ashkenazi Sefer Torah could be put in horizontally, which there is a Misora in certain Bate Medrash, a minority of the world. That's how they put the Sefer Torah in the Aron. Most have him standing up. But historically, there are different reasons given for where the source for the different types of Sefer Torah come from. But either way, our Gemara tells us that there are different Atzei Chaim. There are two Atzei Chaim on the Sefer Torah, as we know. Amar Eliezer Bar Tzadok, Kacha Yekosei Sarim Shib Yerushalayim Oshim Osin Sifreihem. Right, the Sofrim in Yerushalayim used to write the Sefer Torah as we just described them. Good. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Ein Osin Sefer Torah Lo Erko Yoser Al Akefo for Lo Akefo Yoser Al Erko. The Brisa tells us a very difficult way of writing a Sefer Torah, which we'll see soon. It hardly ever happens. But the way it's written is that the length of the cloth, meaning the height of the cloth, should be equal to the circumference when you roll. It should be the same length, which is almost impossible, right? The cloth is always longer than when you roll it. Shalu as Rebbe Shir Sefer Torah Bakama, and they asked Rebbe, so what's the best thickness of cloth that you should use to try to make this happen? So Amar Lahem, Bigvil Shisha. Gvil is a thicker type of cloth before it's processed than what we use. So Bigvil Shisha, if it is six tvachim, and Biklaf, Bakama, any other day. I'm not sure about cloth. Okay. Rav Huna Kasav Shivin Sifrei Daraisa. Rav Huna wrote 70 Sifrei Torah, Velo Esramali Elachad. He got it once. One, Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna, once out of 70 he was able to do this measure. Again, it's all hidur mitzvah. It's a mitzvah and a mufchar. It's not that what is ma'akev or what is needed. Rav Acha bar Yaakov kasav chad amashchei d'igli. He wrote one of them on the skin of a calf. V'yisramidle, and he got it. That once he got it in the erech was like the hekif. So yavu be'rabanei, neither rabbanon were very shocked that he used this skin and he got it. So they looked at him, v'noach nafshei, and he was nifter. What does that mean? What does that mean? Explains the Chazon Ish, right? This is reminds us of what we had earlier in the parak. The ayin hara, a person shouldn't look at the coma of the growing things of their friend, because some type of ayin hara. Says the Chazon Ish, chas v'shalom, we should think that anybody here committed murder, so to speak, b'shogeg. Chas v'shalom. Says the Chazon Ish, this is in the Likutim on Bava Basra, Simen Chaf Aleph. Misodos habriya, ki ha'adam b'machshavaso, hu meinia gormim nistarim ba'olam ha'maisa. We believe that a person's thoughts and everything a person does in this world has effects upstairs in Shemayim. A person's thoughts, a person's actions, a person's speech. U'machshavaso akala tuchalo shamesh goreim laheres u'lechurban shel gshamim mutzakim. A person's thought could cause destruction. Like it talks about, he quotes a Gemara in Psachim and elsewhere. U'bishoshim b'nei adam ispalam al matzius mutzlacha. And when a person has an effect on a certain successful reality, ma'amidim es matzius zu b'sakana. U'mikom akom. Even though this is true, my thoughts can negatively affect something else. Hakol b'dei shamayim. V'kol shelo nigzar aleha b'din shamayim li'ibadon hadavar nitzal. Even though you read some Gemaras and it sounds like that there is an ayin hara negative effect, it's not unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already decreed it upstairs. Vavol kishen nigzar hadavar la'abed. When Hashem is gozer something to happen, misgalgel hadavar lifamim al yedei simas ayin timahon al hadavar. Vayedei zehu kala. Ukita Amar, the Baba Metziah, Kuvzain, remember we had at the end of Baba Metziah a couple of weeks ago, that Rav went to the Beis HaKfaras and he says, 99% of these people are Ba'ayin Hara. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that they all were, looked at negatively. It means the time came for them, and that's how Hashem was Megalgel the events. Kishenigzer Alein Misa, B'yom HaKippurim, His Damnein Lefneim Ayin Hara, Shagilgal HaMisasan. Ukein Jerem Megillah, and then he quotes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, when his time came, he quotes the, when he wrote the Sefer Torah, when the time came for him to be Nifter anyway. The Nigzer Alav Zman Al Gilgalom, and Hashemayim, Sibas Moso, Adi Ha'aras Timon, Belev Rabbanan. That's what you have to say. V'itachin dekol sha'adam b'male yitera kol skuloso v'b'chinas yiseros v'eno yoser po'eles. He quotes context. But don't think, says the Chazon Ish, you can read some of these Gemaras and you're like, what? Right, because he did something special and amazing, the Rabbanan had this power? No, no, no. This was his time. This was his time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalgal the events. Like we go, Megalgal and Schusai de'zakai, Chovai de'chayiv. Right, we know Hashkafic idea that is discussed. But that's how we have to understand this line also. That's how it was Megulgal. Rabbi Ami, in his lifetime, wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. They were incredulous. One person wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Amar Lahu, Dilma, Torah Tzivalana Moshe Kasaf. Maybe he wrote Torah Tzivalana Moshe. Maybe is that what was meant? So, no. No answer given. Let's just read the next line. Amale Rav Rabbi Zera. Nata Rabbi Yanai Arba Meo Karmi. Rabbi Yanai planted 400 vineyards in his lifetime. Amale Delma Shtaim Kedeket Shtaim Ve'achak Ne'gazonav. Maybe it means a very small vineyard. What it talks about in Kilayim, right? Five different vines. That's a vineyard. So five vines. That if you plant 400, five vines, you know, that is more possible. Why do you spend so much time planting? Right, what does he need to plant hundreds of vineyards for? Says the Ritva, we'll have this also. Sipru bishvachav da'avidachi mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. U'mishum da'ave guzma di'imkein taras animasinasis. And what were they so incredulous about? What's so hard with planting 400 vineyards? Because what about learning? What about his Torah? If he really built 400, planted 400 vineyards. So why did he do it? Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But he couldn't have done it literally. That's what he said. Maybe it was because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and they were incredulous because they didn't think that he would take out so much time from the learning. We have noted a couple of notes. The number 400 appears many times in Shas. And sometimes the Gemara seems to take it literally, and sometimes not. Sometimes it might just be a big number. By Rebbe Preda in Erevin, he taught the Talmud 400 times. That seems to be literal, because then the Gemara says, 400, does he want 400 more years? Does he want Olam Haba? And then he taught him another 400 times, 800 times. Sometimes the 400 barrels of wine that became vinegar at the beginning of Brachas. So 400 often is a number that is taken literally, and sometimes not. Sometimes it just means many. So here again, 400 Sifrei Torah, but it's incredulous. Says Tosfos now, Dilma Torah Tziva, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Why would that pasuk be called Torah? Why did they guess that? The Oso Pasuk Kari Torah, Kita Amar Paragimel de Sukkah. Like it says in Sukkah, what's the first thing one teaches a child? Not Abba or Mama, right? The first thing we have to teach our children, first thing to come out of their mouth once they start learning how to talk, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, right? That is what the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, and maybe that's why it's used here, that Torah might have meant Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. The Meiri says it was just given as an example, right? Don't take it so literally. The Gemara gives an example of a pasuk that is used. Sefer Torah, Kol Shef Kasevba, and then he relates this to, what about writing one letter or pasuk in a Sefer Torah? If here it says that he only wrote that pasuk, and it considers as if he wrote the whole Torah, so isn't that one of the sources that we have for just writing a little bit of a Sefer Torah, and that's good enough? Says the Meiri, B'Sefer Torah, Kol Shekaseba Pasuk Echad, Ohegi Afilu Os Achas, Ma'alin Alav Kilu Kasva. We consider it as if you wrote it, and that's what it says here. One of the Chachamim wrote Sefer Torah, and it says, Dilma Torah Tziva, Pirusho, Kayotzi baze me hashlam es achesronos vo tafas mikra ze el derech tzachus mipnei sham shem Torah kainirali. Nothing significant specifically about this, but I just wrote that ugedole olam raisi. I saw gedole olam shepirshu shemeachar shepasuk ze kolal klal lechala Torah hari kamisha kasva. Maybe this pasuk has added significance. He quotes from Gedolei Olam. And in the footnote it says, whenever he wants to quote one of the Rabbanim that he always likes to quote, but he wants to argue on him, sometimes he won't quote him by name. Interesting. He always has a nickname for the Rambam, for the Rambam, Gedolei Mechabrim, Gedolei Mefarshim, right? But here he just says, Gedolei Olam. So it says in the footnotes here, he thinks that's not such a common case. He says, V'eini yodea pekadosh heich amra. How can you say there's something special about this pasuk more than any other pasuk? Interesting. Rav Sernbach has a tshuva where he writes that whenever he's asked to participate in a Ksiva Sefer Torah, he asks if he could get this pasuk. He asked if he could get this pasuk and be mashed on this pasuk somehow. He says, "V'chein ani noig lahakpil lechtov os achrona, either the last letter in each chumash or any of the chumashim, l'kayim mitzvah lazei deksiva behidr." As we just said, right? We say, right? Ksiva sefer Torah, the kedusha, we read the Shulchan Aruch might be even for one entire book of Torah. You might not read it betzibur, but one entire book of Torah. And then he says, "V'imlo matzasi davar zem mefurash." Kedai Linhokane to try to write the last letter or to write Torah Tziva. He writes that Vahasofer Hiniach Torah Tziva Lanu Kal Os Im Nifsak Vetikanti Ubarak Hashem Kiyanti Bazeh Mitzvah Kilu Kibla Mer Sinai Fakula Nechta Bishlichus Kedin. Okay, that's what he talks about. One could add, I know why some of the Mepharshim don't say it, maybe Torah Tziva Lanu is picked, why? Because the Gemara of the end of Makkos, that's the source for Tariag Mitzvos. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah's Gematria 611 plus 2 from Hashem. So that's 613. So that's why I picked it. That's the symbol of Kol HaTorah Kula. Either way, that's the Gemara. Meisvei. Let's continue. Says the Braisa. We're going to quote a whole long Braisa now, and the question is going to be on the top of the next Amud. Right? The Kasha is going to be on the statement that Rav Huna says that it's good. I'm sorry, the Braisa says at the beginning, it's good to write a Sefer Torah where the length is as big as its circumference, right? Those measurements. So we're going to go through a whole Braisa now describing the measurements of the Aron and the Luchos. And at the end, the question is going to be, if you have to write a Sefer Torah like that, and the Sefer Torah of Ezra was in there, so it didn't fit. That's going to be the ultimate question that we're going to ask. But meanwhile, we have an interesting Braisa along the way. Meisvei says the Braisa, Aron Sha'asa Moshe, the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu built in Parshas Truma, Amasai Vachesi Arko. As we described, it is 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5. All the Bali Musar, all the measurements of the Aron are in halves, because there's no Jew that's a half. We always have to realize that we're only broken. We haven't gotten there yet. And then first, the Bali Musar on the measurements of the Aron are all halves. Ba'ama Bashisha Tachim. The Tanakhama here says, the measurements are all, an Amma is 6 Tefach, half an Amma is 3, so the measurements of the Aron are 15 by 9. Right, if you plug in the 6 Tefachim. 15 by 9. Vahaluchos, what was the size of the Luchos? Erkan, Shisha. Virachman, Shisha. 6 by 6. Vahavyan, Shlosha. And the thickness was 3. So, Munachos, Keneged, Arkos, Shal Aron. So the Luchos were inside the Aron. So how much space in the Aron was taken up? If the length was 15, and each of the Luchos were 6, Kama Luchos, Ochlos, Ba'aron, Shneimasar Tefachim. So it took up 12. Put the Luchos next to each other, Luchos took up 12, and therefore there are 3 tefachim left. Nishtairu, Sham, Shlosha tefachim. So what was in those 3? So Tsei Mehan, Tefach, well, one of the tefachim was needed, Chetzi Lekosel Zeh, Chetzi Lekosel Zeh. The thickness of the wall was 1 tefach altogether, so you're left with 2. Nishtairu, Sham, Shnei tefachim, Shebehen, Sefer Torah, Munach. So those 2 extra tefachim, that's where the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote at the end of his life, that is where the Sefer Torah was put. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Malachim, describing when Shlomo HaMelech puts the Aron into the Kodesh Kanashim, it describes what was put in, which is the line that all the Rishonim there discuss. We discuss this in Navi Shir, in Sefer Malachim. Ein ba'aron, rak shnei luchos ha'avanim, asher hiniach sham Moshe v'gomer. In the Aron was only the 2 luchos. So the Gemara darshins, my ein ba'aron rak. 2 words that exclude ein and rak. So the Gemara says, miyut achar miyut, vein miyut achar miyut el rabos. Right, 2 exclusions make an inclusion. So what do we include? Sefer Torah, shemunach ba'aron. Right, and the Sefer Torah was munach in the Aron. By the way, it sounds like that the Torah was lying down in the Aron, not standing up, like we just alluded to before, that issue. But either way, so in the Aron, according to this first day of the Brisa, was the Luchos and the Sefer Torah. We'll get to that. Pernasta, Aron la'arko. So fine, that explains the length of the Luchos, of the Aron. Say, upardes Aron la'rachma. What about width-wise? So kama Luchos, ochlos, ba'aron, shisha tvachim. So how much did it take place? Width-wise, 6. Nishtar b'sham, shlosha tvachim. Because, right, the Aron was 15 by 9. So the Aron took up 6 out of the 9. There were 3 left. Say mehan tefach, chetzi l'kosel, zev, chetzi l'kosel, zev. Take out a tefach for the width of the walls. Nishtar b'sham, shnei tvachim, 2 tvachim left over. Shalo yeseh for Torah, nichnas v'yotze, kushehu dochak. Dibri Meir. It'll be very hard to get it if you have no space to reach your hands in to take out the Sefer Torah. It'll be hard. So you have 2 extra tefachim, according to Dibri Meir, leaving space in order to get one's hands in. Question, why'd they ever take out the Sefer Torah? Why would you ever take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron, the Kodesh Kodashim? Who's going into the Kodesh Kodashim? And who's taking out the Torah from the Kodesh Kodashim? Like the Torah, the Gemara says, oh, you have to leave some space. Ask Tosfos. V'im Tomar, Tosfos Shalom. V'halo lo hayu motzino so mina aron. T'ha aser likanis b'beis kachi ha-kadashim. U'b'yam ha-kibir lo ashkham b'seidu yoma shahayim motzio. Nobody ever goes in, and only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And you don't have that as part of the Avodah, that he's taken the Sefer Torah out. V'yesh lomar dilitzorech. As is described at the end of Erevin, the Mishnayis and Maseches Tamid, or Midos, that you go in if you have to fix something, if the Kohen Gadol notices, or they go in to check it every so often to make sure the tiling is not falling apart, to check that you're allowed to go in. V'hachanami, just like you used to go in to check and fix the Kodesh Kadashim, Yecholon Likanesham Kedei L'Takein Sefer Torah, Kedei Shlo Yis'apesh V'Yis'Kalkel. Maybe they checked it every so often to make sure that it was still kosher. V'gam, and then also, maybe after, we didn't have a Kodesh Kadashim anymore. Mishachar of Mishkan Shilo, Ad Shebona Shlomo, Beis HaMikdash, HaYecholon Lotzio, Minaron La'ayim Bo. Right, maybe once after the Shilo was destroyed. Right, there are Midrashim, it's not Mefurish in the Psukim, that the Plishtim got the Aron, but it could be that they didn't get the Luchos. There's a Medrash that Shaul HaMelech himself was the one that ran and got the Luchos and didn't let him get it. So if that's true, then he has the Sefer Torah also. So maybe they have the Sefer Torah. They took it out at that point. If you look in Rashi, not here, but Rashi on the top of Amaveis, Rashi says on the first skinny line, talks about the Sefer of Ezra in the Azara, Ubo Korin Ba'azara, Parshas HaMelech, Bahakel, the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim. Right, we know there was sometimes that the Torah was read in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, and Hakel. So maybe they use the Sefer Torah for that, for Hakel, right? Maybe they use the Sefer Torah for the Kohen Gadol reading on Yom Kippur. Either way, interesting discussion. The Rishash suggests maybe there's no machlokes. Maybe one is Mikdash Rishon, one is Mikdash Sheni, right? Mikdash Sheni, there was no Aaron in the Kodesh Kodashim. Okay, interesting discussion. Weiter says that is all Shitas Rabbi Meir measurements. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, let's go to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Different. Ba'ama bas chamisha tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you use the measurements of an ama being six tvachim. Five tvachim, not six tvachim. So you just gotta work out the measurements. So according to this, the Aron was 12.5 by 7.5 tvachim. V'haluchos erkan shisha v'rachman shisha, and the luchos don't change. The luchos were 6 by 6 v'avian shlosha. Munachos barka shal aron. So how do we do it? Kama luchos ochlos ba'aron. So if you put the luchos in, so how much space did that take up? Shnei masar tvachim. Nishtai rasham chatzi tefach. So it took up 12. So it's only have a half a tefach left. So etzba lakosal zeh, etzba lakosal zeh. Less space for the walls of the aron. Pirnasta la aron, aron la erko, tse, upanes aron la rachbo. What about the width? Kamaluchos ogdos ba aron, or ochlos ba aron, shisha tvachim, nishtar sham, tefach umechsa, 1.5 left, tse me en chati tefach, etzba, lakosel ze, the etzba lakosel ze, the bach changes the gears a little bit, nishtar sham, tefach, you have 1 tefach left, shebo amudin omdin. There were certain poles that were put inside the aron that stood that were inside. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, apirion. Right, we had that word at the end of Bamitzia. Apirion asolo amelach Shlomo me'atzei halavanon, a throne Shlomo Melach made from cedars. Atzei wood of levanon, amudav asa kesef refidaso, zahav merkavo argaman v'gomer. So there's an allusion and a mention of the amudim, the poles that were made of silver. Tosva says nirel rabbeinu tam about these amudin de siman laha'am. Madas Yisrael haya. It was a simin of Yisrael being omeid. V'lo asum shel zahav shel lahaskir ma'isa ha'egel shein kategar nasa sanegar. Even the whole aron was made of gold. But these poles were not, right? Ekadega nasa sanegar. And v'hani amudim nami havi kamo mechaper shein masuyim simin lahamadas Yisrael. It was a simin tov. These were not the poles that you carried the aron with. Different types of poles. The Ritva discusses here, like 4 or 5 opinions, what was the purpose of putting these extra little poles inside the Aron? What were they doing there? But the Ritva discusses various days. Let's continue. What else was in the Kodesh Kadashim, or next to the Aron? The Argaz, Sheshigru Bo Plishtim Daron Leleke Yisrael. The box. Remember the Plishtim, when all the terrible things were happening to them, so they sent the Aron back. They said, it's enough. We're getting too sick. They sent it back, and they sent the present back. They sent a whole box with gold. So that box that the Plishtim sent back to Hashem and to Am Yisrael, Munach Mitzida, was put next to the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim. Shene'emar ves klei hazahav asher hashivosem lo asham tasimu ba'argaz mitzido. V'shilachtem osav halach. You should send it and it goes via love, Sefer Torah Munach. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no room in the Aron for the Sefer Torah. So they put it on top of this box in the Kodesh Kodashim. Shenemar lakoach ha-sefer ha-torah zeh v'samtem oso mitzad aron bris Hashem. You put it on the side. Mitzad u'munach v'lo b'tocho. It was not inside. Stop there for a minute. Chasam Sofer discusses possibly elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Is there lumdus? Is there something conceptual about the fact that, according to one opinion, the aron, the sefer Torah is in the aron, and others not? So suggest the Chasam Sofer in a drasha in Simin Nun Dalid, Shabi Meir Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlechu klal elu ve'elu ki adua brachas roi hay lekvo aseres hadibros bekriyas shma. Remember the Gemara Chazal said maybe you know what, we should put aseres hadibros in a very special part of davening, but Chazal said no, we can't do that. Why? Taromes haminim. If we give too much focus to aseres hadibros, people might think that that's all you have to do. Right, okay, the Ten Commandments. I can do the Ten Commandments. All 613 I can't do. Ten Commandments! That's why Chazal took it out. Gemara, the beginning of Meseches Brachos. So suggest the Chasam Sofer, Bishah Shahi Alachosh Lama Arim She Yomru Emin Ashraim Raka Munach Ba'aron, at a time period where there were Minim and you were worried. So then, you gotta put the Sefer Torah in the Aron too. You can't just have the Luchos by themselves. So people don't think the Luchos have some special status. Put it in. But b'yimei Shlomo HaMelech, shahei levavim shalemim Hashem, lo haya bar rak beis Luchos. But in the Bizman Shlomo HaMelech, you didn't need, there were no minim out there for taromas aminim, so you could keep it outside. You didn't have to put it inside, there was no worry. Interesting, Elu ve'elu, the Chasam Sofer tells us. Okay, we continue. We're still in the Braisa. We didn't get to the question yet. But first the Braisa says, Umani Mekayim Ein Ba'aron Rak. But what about according to the double negative, the double exclusion that Rabbi Meir darshaned to include the Sefer Torah? So what does Rabbi Yehuda include if the Sefer Torah is outside? L'rabos, Shivrei Luchos, Shemunachan Ba'aron. The first Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, Ramunachan Ba'aron. Right, that was also there. And that is what is included. Rashi says, where were they? Where'd they fit? Inside. According to Yehuda, it was pretty tight in there. Rashi says, tachas haluchos. Underneath the second luchos were the first luchos. Pretty amazing that, yesterday, one of the mafarshim explained that we celebrate shvuos. We celebrate luchos rishonos, so to speak. We celebrate the beginning of the process of Luchos Rishonos. It was Maimon Har Sinai. And then Moshe went up on the next day to start getting the Luchos. But it's still interesting that we celebrate Maimon Har Sinai, the process that ultimately ended in tragedy until Moshe Rabbeinu went up again on Rosh Chodesh Elul, came down on Yom Kippur. Okay, we do acknowledge that Yom Kippur is also a happy day. The Mishnah at the end of Tainus, Rosh Hashanah Gam Leo, that it's a happy day. But it's interesting that that's what we focus on. And the Shivrei Luchos are in the Aron. Right, we don't disregard that process. The Shivrei Luchos also is there to teach us something. Right, it's also there. Maisa Elokim, right, Etzbe Elokim. So it's a lot of hashkafa and a lot of halacha learned out from Luchos v'Shivrei Luchos Munachin Ba'aron. Right, the Gemara elsewhere discusses that a Chacham she Shachach Talmudo, a Talmud Chacham who lost a lot of his learning, Shivrei Luchos. So to treat it with kavod, it goes into the Aron. Right, even if somebody is elderly and one cannot express the Torah that they used to have, but, you know, it's still in there. Weiter. So now we get to the question. That's a whole Braiser, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So, v'isak adaylech sefer Torah hakeifo vav tfachim. So now, if you say that the dream sefer Torah is six tfachim circumference, so one second, michdi, we know from Maseches Erevin, pi, or close to it. Whenever the circumference is three, the diameter is one. Right, okay, pi is a little bit off, a little different than that. As we discussed, if you remember back in Erevin, the unbelievable Vilna Gaon on the Pasuk in Malachim that talks about the Kri and the Ksiv, that the ratio of the Kri and the Ksiv, that's a measurement that describes the Yam Shel Shlomo, is exactly the measurement to 3 and 3.14. Unbelievable, says the Graf. But anyway, without repeating that right now, inside. But says the Gemara, if you say that that's what it's supposed to be, so if the circumference is 3, then the diameter is 1. V'kiva de la emsi iso niglal, but as we know, Sifrei Torah have 2 atze chayim, nafish le mitre tifcha, ravcha de beni bene. It's going to take up too much room. It's going to take us, it's going to be more than the 2 tfachim space in between. And the Torah is too wide, it's not going to fit. But Trey Pushli, Hechi Yosef, in a space of 2 tfachim, how's it going to fit? Rabbi Meir says it fits in the 2 tfachim. But it's going to be more than 2 tfachim. So Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Sefer Azara L'tchilasuhu Niglal. Maybe the Sefer Torah and the Azara only had 1 Eitz Chaim. Maybe it was like the other Nevi'im. So it could fit. So Vyakati, Trey B'Trey Abiyavi, Hechi Yosef. It still wouldn't be able to be exactly 2. Because there is some space that it's taken up from the roll. Ravashi, dekarach beipurta vekarchi la'el. You left a little bit not rolled up in the normal scroll, and you were able to have another roll squeezed down a little bit. So you're able to fit it in, period. Okay, we explained. For Rabbi Yehuda, mikami deleisi arga, sefer Torah hechi avi yasiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, where'd you put the sefer Torah? On the box that the Plishtim sent. So what happened before that time in history? Before the Plishtim sent the box? Where do you cut to keep the Sefer Torah? Dafe havi nafik minei, they made an extra shelf. V'yasev ilave Sefer Torah. Wow, an extra shelf coming out of the Aron. Maybe next to the Aron, was it independently standing? You can't just put on an extra structure, unless this is part of the Masorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to add this, even though it's not written in the Torah. It's also an interesting discussion about machlokes in Tanoim, in Masechah Shkalim. But it's really a machlokes also, the Rashi and the Ramban, in Dvarim, in Parshas Ekev, in Perek Yud, Rashi ku machlokes, how many Aronos there were. Right, the Aron by the Plishtim, the Aron went out. Was that the Aron? Machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban. Was there one Aron, or were there 2 Aronos? So it's a machlokas tanoim mishkalim, but it's a machlokas Rashi and the Ramban in Ekev and Perek Yud, Pasik Aleph. Continuing, says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, hi mitzad aron my avilei. Rabbi Meir said the Sefer Torah was inside, so he has nothing next to the aron. So what does he do with the pasuk that says something is next to the aron? Haomi bailei de misnach le mitzad velo misnach bene luche. No, it just means, doesn't mean it was next to the aron, it means it was on the side of the luchos in the aron. That's what it means to say. Ula olam begavei menatzad, but really it was inside. Rabbi Meir, Amudim Eche Avikaimi. According to Rabbi Meir, did you have these special poles? So where were they? Right, they were outside. Right, they were outside. They were no mitzvah that they have to be inside. Rabbi Meir, Shivri Luchos Benachem Bar Minale. We assume that even according to Rabbi Meir, the Shivri Luchos were in the Aron. But where is there a source, where is there a remez that teaches us this? According to Rabbi Yehuda, remember it was the double negative. It was the Ein Rak. To say that the Shivri Luchos are inside. How does Rabbi Meir know that the Shivri Luchos were inside? Nafgalei mid Rav Huna. Damar Rav Huna, my dechsiv, ash nikra, shame, shame, Hashem, tzvakos, yosheva, kruvim, alav. The double word shame, melameid, shaluchos, v'shivri luchos, munachin ba'aron. You have the two shames that are mentioned there. If you look in the Ritva here notes, on this, shame, shame, he says, how do we know? Let me just find the Lashon. He says, actually, let's wait to see that Ritva. Let's continue a little bit more. Says the Gemara v'idach, and what does the other one do with this pasuk? Homi bai leil kinder Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, melamed shahashem v'kol kinuyo menachin ba'aron. That the Hashem, Hashem, and all the other names of Hashem, the kinuyin, all the they put a petek. All the shemos of Hashem were in the Aron, right? Not just the aluchos. Ve'idachnami mi'boy le'lahachi. Well, doesn't Rabbi Meir also need it for this? Enachinami. Okay, so we go back. So what's his source that the shivri luchos are menachin ba'aron? Nafgalemi detani Rav Yosef. Detani Rav Yosef. Last Rashi on Chumash. Asher shibarta visamtam. That you broke visamtam melamed shaluchos shivri luchos menachin ba'aron. Right? So it's a remez that the shivri luchos that you broke, are put in the Aron. Actually, we didn't get to the last Rashi until the next line. The Idach, Ha'umi Barla, the Kidre Shlakash, Amre Shlakash, Asher Shibarta, Amre Lakadish Baruch, Lamoshe, Yasher Kochacha, Sheshibarta. Right? Shkayach, that you broke it. Says the Ritva, so what exactly is the Makar? V'nafgalon, Hydrasha, Midichsiv, V'samtam Ba'aron, V'ein Kategar, Nasa Sanegar. But Kodesh Baruch was happy about it, then you could put it in. And it wouldn't be a problem. V'samtam ba'aron, you could put that into the aron. And we have mentioned very often the thought, I think, in the name of Rav Gifter on the last, I'm not sure if it was Rav Gifter, that might be the Nechemiah Hamsuni one. But, as well, that addition. But, either way, the last pasuk in Chumash talks about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, all the great things he did. Every phrase in the last pasuk in Chumash talks about his greatness. And what's the last thing? Le'enika Yisrael, that he broke the luchos. Yashakochacha sheshibarta. What our Gemara says. And we've asked often, you know, why is that Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest moment? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, he broke the luchos. You would think that's his worst moment. His life's work going down the drain. Why is that his greatest moment? So we've explained based on Nechemiah Hamsuni, or Shimon Hamsuni, the different Gersos, right? The Gemara that comes up in Baba Kama, and Psachim, and the Kiddushin, right? With the great Tana that darshened every S in the Torah, until he learned something from every S in the Torah. Most of what he learns we don't have in Shas. But he learns something from every S in the Torah, until he came to Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah. And he gave it all. He says, what could you add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As Hashem Elokecha Tirah. So he stopped darshaning. His Talmidim said, Rebbe, what's going to be with your doctoral thesis from the past 25 years? He says, Kishem Shekibati Yischar Ladrisha, Kacha Kabal Yischar Laprisha. This is what I'm going to do. Obviously, I'm wrong. Obviously, if there's one S that's not meant to be darshan, so it must be that all S and R are meant to be darshan. So I must be wrong. So he threw it all away. Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva V'darash S L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Fine. So, the question is, Nechemiah Hamsuni was so smart that he could figure out every other S in the Torah. He couldn't figure out this one. This one he got stuck on. And what did Rabbi Akiva know that he didn't know? Explain the Bali Musar. Rabbi Akiva saw Nechemiah Hamsuni, who was ready to throw away his life work because he was meshubit to the MS. Because this is, I'm intellectually honest and it must be that this is not true. L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That was his gavlus. And that's what Rabbi Akiva saw Nechemiah Hamsuni. And that's why he was able to do it. So maybe that's the pshat of Moshe Rabbeinu also. He saw that these luchos were not matim. There was no way Klal Yisrael dancing around an egel were ready to get these luchos. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know if there's going to be a second luchos, but right now they have to be broken. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to sacrifice his whole life. Moser Nefesh. So that was the gavlus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Yashar Kochacha Sheshi Shibarta. If you look in the Eila HaDvarim, Rav Schlesinger also in his Sefer on Bichul Kosai discusses the message of Luchos and Shivrei Luchos. Right? Even a little bit of the Luchos we celebrate. And he uses that to connect to every little thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, even if it's broken. We still celebrate that, we still acknowledge it. And that's in terms of Geula he discusses. Every little element. When he wrote this after 1967. So, do we have the Beis HaMikdash? No. Do we have the Kohanim Bavodasam Levi'im B'Tuchanam? No. But look what we have. We're able to go to the Srid Beis Mikdashenu, the place where the Midrashim say that the Shekhinah never left, to go daven there. It's unbelievable. Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachan ba'aron. Rav Yosef shachach tamudo, and the Gemara says that he still got covered, and he still said that, you know, well, we're not for the Torah, I'll be kama Yosef ika mashuka. Right? He discusses this there, and he says, we have to realize, davka shivrei luchos chashuvim li Yisrael, lo pachos v'ula yoter min haluchos ashlemim. Shaharei kol chag ha-shvuas, chag matan Torah, nikva davka matan oson luchos, shahavku l'shivrei luchos. Right? Might have been before either of them, but either way, that's how he interprets it. And then he talks about related to this. Okay, let's continue. Yeah, there's a lot more here, Luchos and Shivrei Luchos, but let us continue. Oh, just one more. The Biur Chasidus I brought that another kavana of Moshe Rabbeinu says the Iker Malaso Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. He quotes this from the Teshuo Schein. The Iker Mila of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vish Moshe Anav Ma'od. V'kasha b'nei Yisrael asu osa maisa. V'zman she Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom haisa azla marom. Moshe was all the way up there, and the Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw the Jews were all the way down here. And it's not that he was so mad, but he says another pshat. Hitchakei Moshe, Moshe broke the luchos. Ma'asa she lo ye'asa. Me'ein hachet she Yisrael asu. They're dancing around the eagle, I'm going to do something, because I need to get to be close to them in order to bring them back up. And therefore, Omemela Ratzabazel Lahishtavos La Amisrael, Haktinatsmo Kinegdom, Vilakzar Lamejasso, Kirak Oz, Yucha, Lazar, Lahemal Halosam and Ifilasam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shkaya Khashakochacha, Sheshibarta. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, here we go, getting into the books of Tanakh. Tana Rabbanan, Sidron Shel Nevi'im, what are the order of the Nevi'im? Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yeshayo, Shneimasar. As we see, Nevi'im Achronim are in a different order than we have it. Michde, but first the Gemara says, Hoshea Kadim, Hoshea, the first of the Treyasar, was earlier. Dichziv, Tchilas, Tvar Hashem, Hoshea. So the Gemara says, V'chi Am, Hashimash, Hoshea, Dibar Tchila. What, Hoshea was the first? Follow me, Moshe, Hoshea, Kam Nevi'im, are you? What does that mean? Tchilas, Tvar Hashem. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, Shoya Tchila, La'arba'a Nevi'im, Shinestava, Boso Aperek. We know there were four Nevi'im that all prophesied at the same time. V'eluhein Hoshea, V'yishayahu, we discussed this in Yishayahu, Perek Aleph, Amos, Umicha. So all four were at the same time. So why is Hoshea put later? V'liktim elo Hoshea Bereisha, put him first out of that group, says the Gemara, Kivan dechsiv nevuase gabe chage zechay malachi, since it was recorded with, even though it might have been given earlier, but it was recorded later, so the chage zechay malachi, sof nevi'im have, and chage zechay malachi were the last of the nevi'im, chashiv leho ba'adayim, so puts it with them. V'liktim elo chude v'liktim, why don't you just put it earlier, put it by itself. Aidi dezuter mirkis. It's such a small nevua. He has a very small quantity, and therefore it would get lost if you write a separate scroll like that. It's very little. And therefore, you put it together with the Treyasar. And that's what we have mentioned often. When we translate the Treyasar as the minor prophets, it chas v'shalom means that in quality, the minor prophets. It means there's a smaller amount of nevuah that they received, so that's why we put them all together. And that's why they're called the minor in quantity prophets. But obviously, it was their nevi'im. So now the Gemara says, Michdi, Yishayo, Kadim Yirmiyo, V'yechezkel. Yeshayo chronologically came first. Remember, Yeshayo lived 150 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. So why isn't Yeshayo first? Yirmiyo lived during the Churban, and Yechezkel lived after the Churban. So why is Yeshayo not put first? Liktim eli Yeshayo Bereisha, and that is, by the way, our order. The order that we have is Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel. So why? They asked the Gemara, though, in the Gemara's order, it's Yeshayo was last. Kivan de Malachim Sofei Churbane, since the end of Sefer Malachim is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Yirmiyo Kulei Churbane, and Yirmiyo is all about Churban, the Yechezkel Reisha Churbane Vesefa Nechemta, it starts off with Churban, and then ends up with Nechama, the Yishayo Kulei Nechemta, Yishayo is all Nechama, samchinan churban ala churban avenachemta lenachemta. That's why it's puts the churban churban and then the transition and then the geula and nechama. It's interesting that it calls Yeshayo kula nechemta. It's not every parak of Yeshayo. There's plenty of tochacha there. There's plenty of what's going to happen to the other nations of the world. What's going to happen to the 10 tribes? What's going to happen Yeshayo also? But the Iker, as we know, the entire second half of Sefer Yeshayo, Yeshayo was the fattest, right, of the Nevi'im, 66 prakim, right, the largest of the Nevi'im. And we know that the whole second half is all Nechama. The book which has the most haftorahs is from Yeshayahu. And we know most of it is Nechama, and that's why it's classified as Kula Nechama. You might say, because even his tochacha, it's not like Yirmiyahu, which is just bemoaning the churban that has already happened. Yeshayo is still warning them that it's going to happen, so maybe that itself could lead to Nechamas. Even the tochacha that he mentions is called Nechama by the Gemara. Okay, either way, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we get to see who wrote every book in the Tanakh. The last 8 psukim of the Torah comes up tomorrow. Only 2 places in Shas. Babasha and Menachas. Right, so here it is, Daf Tezvav. When did Eov live? Right, a lot coming up on tomorrow's Daf. Okay, we'll stop here.